AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Pope Francis has opened the Great Holy Door of St. Peter's Basilica this Christmas Eve, kicking off the 2025 Holy Year. The AP's Nicole Winfield.
I'm standing in front of the Holy Door of St. Peter's Basilica. This door has a starring role in Pope Francis's Jubilee Year of 2025. The Vatican expects as many as 32 million pilgrims will be coming to Rome and passing through this door. Those who do will receive an indulgence. That is an ancient tradition of the Church. It's related to the forgiveness of sins and amounts to a get-out-of-jail-free card. Pilgrims who come to Rome over the course of 2025 will find a city that has undergone 2 years of extensive construction and public works projects designed to bring the city up to par so that it can welcome so many people.
Another somber Christmas Eve in Bethlehem under the shadow of war in Gaza, Manger Square lacking its usual festive lights and crowds of tourists. Meantime, the Palestinian Health Ministry says at least 8 people were killed by Israeli military operations in the northern West Bank around the city of Tulkarem and nearby refugee camps. In Haiti, suspected gang members opened fire on journalists covering the attempted reopening of the country's largest hospital. The number wounded or killed unclear. And a Christmas rally on Wall Street. Seth Sutel has the AP Markets report.
The S&P 500 added 1.1% Tuesday. Trading closed early ahead of the holiday. Tech companies including Apple, Amazon, and chip company Broadcom helped pull the market higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 390 points. It's about 0.9%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 1.3%. American Airlines shook off an early loss and ended slightly higher after the airline briefly grounded flights nationwide due to a technical issue. Treasury yields held steady in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note was little changed at 4.59%. Seth Sutel, New York.
This is AP News. Caitlin Clark has been named the Associated Press Female Athlete of the Year. Shelley Adler reports she raised the profile of women's basketball to unprecedented levels in both college and the WNBA.
It's certainly been a special year.
Caitlin Clark, after ending her amazing college career after her Iowa team lost to South Carolina in the NCAA title game.
I don't have much time to, you know, sit around and sulk and be upset, and I don't think that's what I'm about either.
Clark broke the NCAA Division I career scoring record for both men and women, finishing with 3,951 points. Shortly after college, she was the top pick in the WNBA draft and played for the Indiana Fever. Not only did fans pack sold-out arenas to watch the 22-year-old, TV viewership in the women's league was up 300%. I'm Shelley Adler.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.